A trade agreement has been made between the U.S. and the U.K. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today.
It's incredibly gratifying for U.S. cattle producers after years of engagement and relationship building, both with government officials in the United Kingdom as well as with British cattle producers, to have this result where right out of the gate, with the president's aggressive action on trade, we have language coming together for a U.S.-UK deal that includes not just agriculture, but dramatically increased beef access for the United States.
You can hear the excitement in his voice. That is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane.
This is a market we've had our eye on, given some of the broad sort of cultural and historical connections between the U.S. and the United Kingdom. This is a natural fit for us and something we're really excited about. And quite frankly, we're delighted that the President, Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, and others are talking about the fact that this is a real centerpiece of this deal. I can't imagine a better way to say it than the way Secretary Rollins did during the press conference when she referred to U.S. beef as the crown jewel of American agriculture. We frankly couldn't have said it better ourselves.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins.
How important this deal is and what this means to American farmers and ranchers. Specific to the beef, this is going to exponentially increase our beef exports. And to be very clear, American beef is the safest, the best quality, and the crown jewel of American agriculture for the world. So I think a really important part of this deal isn't just the ethanol reducing of tariffs from 19 to zero, which for our row croppers is a huge deal, but also for beef. And as we move forward, I know our incredible trade team is looking at all of the meats, all of the produce, really all of our agriculture exports.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.